Okay, I'm transcribing Toto. I mean, Africa by Toto on request for a gig this weekend. So here we go. One of those songs you always hear, but I never transcribed. I have no idea how it goes. First thing I'm gonna do is just get the key, like, that sounds to me like a B flat or, okay, I was close, it's A, so I hear that first note as being a flat six. In other words, is the chord of resolution, and the first note, the duh, that's the flat six to that key. In other words, flat six, five, one. That's what I'm trying to say, like, flat six, five, one. So I know it's C sharp minor. How do I know it's minor? Because it ain't that. so we're in C sharp minor. Like A, G sharp minor, and C sharp minor. That's pretty easy. Okay, now we have a key change. So, boom. Now, before I look for that note on the guitar, I'm gonna do it by ear. Boom. Dun, dun, dun. Wait, was our minor key? So that's a whole step down. So it's got to be B, and sure enough, it is. All right, so. So I hear that as 1, 3, 6, cause do re mi fa sol la. So it's got to be B, D sharp minor, and G sharp minor. And sure enough, I'm right. Alright, now that's. Alright, so that's some funky chords right there. And that's G sharp minor over F sharp. I heard the bass line change, but I didn't hear the chord change. So, actually, I'm gonna write this down because it's getting a little hairy. Alright, so this change. So, hold on. So that so far we got so that note, the boom, I know that's going to be an E because the overall key is B. So I hear that as the fourth, even though it's below the tonic, like is below. It's still a fourth. So, there's a however here. I hear the bass line as the four, but the rest of the chord, it's not this. It's some different chord, and I don't know what that is, so hold on. So, right here I have to, so I have to transcribe that chord. So I'm gonna, fortunately I have the waveform, so I can play it over and over. I don't even know what the chord is, but I know what the other notes are there. So actually it's an A over E. If I had listened more closely, I could have picked out that this bass note was the fifth of the chord, like the chord is 1, 3, 5, 1, 3, 5, and the bass is playing the fifth, so that's A over E. So I cheated on that one by using the guitar to find the notes, so I didn't strictly use my ear there, but so what? And then here's another one. Let's see if I could do this one without using the guitar. The other chord was A or A over E, but I'm going with the A. It's down a half step and it's a minor chord. So that's like a G sharp minor, I'm predicting. And the bass went up. So that's a G sharp minor chord over an F sharp bass. So let's see if I'm right. I might play it. Boom. So let's see if I get up. Fifth there, the bass is playing this, and the keyboard is playing these two notes. So in the end, you got, and the vocalist is singing this note. So there's no that note from the G sharp. I knew something didn't sound right. Is not exactly there. So if I had to put all that together, I'd call it like F sharp. 7 sus, or F sharp, I'd call it F sharp add 9 sus, because it's an F sharp, it's a 1, like the notes are, besides the root, it'd be 9, and then 4, and then 5, so it's an F sharp add 9 sus 4. Then after that is another weird chord, so let's... Right there. So. So the bass is playing G sharp. So the vocals is playing D. Wait, I'm sorry, the bass is playing A. And then I hear E flat. I hear a B. I hear a G flat. Or an F sharp. There are any other notes. Well, that's already 5 notes. So, I don't know how we play that. So it's definitely like a D, it's a D over A. Because I hear A, D, and, wait, I'm sorry, hang on. No, it's not a D, it's an E flat. Alright, here's what I'm going with. I'm going with a B add 11 over A. Like that. So, those are just the different notes I heard. So, that's what I'm putting down. B add 11 over A. And then after that, it goes back to the... A and the G sharp to C sharp minor. So this is what I got so far. Da-na-na. try that. Let me try that with the song and see if this is right. Right there, it sounded right. I just kind of right. So then that repeats twice. So, and on the third time, it goes a little different. So, that's easy, because that goes right to A, G sharp, C sharp. And here's another key change. Boom. I recognize that note from the earlier fourth that the bass player played. So that's an E, I just hear that. No, I'm wrong. See what happens when you make assumptions without verifying? This is what students do all the time. They think they're good at ear training and then they make assumptions. And you know what happens when you assume, but anyway. So, this note that I already know is F sharp because I just tried it on guitar. Boom, is the first of the chorus, but that doesn't sound like the tonic of the chorus. So it sounds like 6, 4, 1, 5, like that. So if F sharp is the sixth, then the key must be A. In other words, 6, 4, 1, 5. So I didn't pre-plan that. I swear I'm doing this on the fly. And of course I'm right. So it's in the key of A, this whole section. Previously we had been in like C sharp minor, and then this other bit was in like B. And so now we have a cool chord change. So it's F sharp minor, D, A, and E.